Hey everyone, and welcome back to Rice and Shine, a show looking at life through the perspective of three Asian American teens living in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Lauren.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Ava.
So today we thought we'd play a game that we have played on here before, which is We're Not Really Strangers. And we thought we'd play it again now that college stress is kind of over. All of us are decided. I have not yet, you know, pressed the commit button on my portal, but all of us are decided. And the reason we were gone for these past 2 weeks is we were seeing, well, first of all, spring break, but also I was gone seeing colleges. Sophie was seeing colleges. Ava was
rotting at home. But yes.
But yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Pondering about college, if you will.
Yes.
So we thought we'd play the game again now that we don't really have that intense stress hanging over our heads. And so if you were listening last time, you recall that this game we found through Quizlet, actually. Last time we just shuffled the cards. I think this time we're going to go and do them by their actual levels. So starting off, number one, I'll scroll. Or no, someone else scroll and I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay.
But keep it on the level one level. Stop. So this question is level one perception. And the question is, wait, which one was it?
It was, do you think I like to read?
Oh, do you think I like to read?
Okay, this was like a cop-out question.
This is such a cop-out.
Yes.
Yes.
Final answer, yes.
Yes. I'd also like, this is true, by the way, but I would like to flex because on my flight home yesterday, I finished Anna Karenina.
I was about to ask about the status of that.
I finally made it through, yay. So I soon will be watching the film.
Wait, give like a mini review, like...
I thought it was really good. I don't think it should be called Anna Karenina, because she is, I think, as much as she is the main character, she really isn't.
Ooh,
okay.
And the story just involves so many different people, and their stories have a lot more depth, I think, than hers do. But yeah, would I do it again? Maybe, if I had a lot of free time. So if anyone's needing, like, some Tolstoy in their life, go read it. It'll take a while, but, you know, just keep on talking through. All right, Sophie.
Okay.
Tell me one.
Now.
Ooh.
What do you think I'm going to do in the future, work/employment?
I'd say therapist.
I would say therapist, but I'm going to zero in, and don't, like, be mad at me for this one, but I really do see, like, elementary school counselor.
I could kind of see.
I see it.
Mm.
Okay.
You'd like bring out the puppets. You'd be like, we need to talk about our feelings.
Oh, are you talking about like Kelso's choices?
Kelso's choices. Mm-hmm. Oh, my
exactly.
God.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. You'd host the friendship club during lunch.
You know, in another universe, that would be me. But if I ever have to come back to school again after I'm done with school, I won't.
Okay. Well, dispelled the rumors.
Mm. I'm dispelling the rumors right now. I will not be an elementary school counselor.
Okay. Ava, tell me one.
When? Oh. Do you think I've ever had my heart broken?
I'm just going to throw out a yes.
Oh, yeah, what? And I mean, of course, like, beyond the scope of just romantic, but just, like, a really big, like, devastation. I think, yeah, because, I mean, who hasn't?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
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 That's kind of morbid.
And that's life.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, relationship-based just because I thought it'd be really funny if Ava had, like, a secret boyfriend.
Relationship, no. Other things, life, yes.
Yes.
Life has broken her.
Yeah, guys.
And that's
life. But she's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Lauren...
Now we're on to level two. When? Oh, what non-domestic animal describes you and why? Wait, so is this I'm supposed to say what non-domestic animal describes me or others are supposed to?
Probably us.
Oh,
we can do both.
To make it more entertaining.
Non-domestic animal.
I'll tell you which one I've gotten before, and that is a sea otter.
Oh, I could see that.
A lot of people say sea otter.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is requiring... Okay. I would say tortoise. Because you're, like, easygoing. I feel like tortoise is like books. I don't know why, but that's just, like, the vibe they give off. Like, it's, like, very chillax. They like to, like, lounge on the beach. Or maybe that's more like me.
That's like a turtle.
Oh.
Is do
what does the tortoise
tortoises
do?
Tortoises are land turtles. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
They can't swim.
Yeah. So, so Lauren can't swim.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I just see, oh, this, yes, 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 I know what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
There was a time last summer when me and Lauren were out on a dock and we were tanning, and it just was so tortoise, like, because we weren't going in the water, it was just, like, above water, she was reading a book, mm-hmm. bathing in the sun, and it just was, like, relaxing, and it gives off tortoise to okay. me.
Mm, I would second that tortoise, like, very calm.
Okay.
Like. Wise.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I like, honestly, I can't think of any non-domestic animals. Like, I was thinking, like a loyal, like, dog or something. Okay, I didn't mean it like that. You dog, you dog. Yeah, but I really can't think of any, like, non-domestic animal.
Okay.
But tortoise is a good one.
Okay, tortoise. All right, Sophie. Level 2 connection. Tell me one.
One.
How are you, really?
Oh, my God.
This is a good one. I mean, last time I think we got this, and we got into how stressed out we were about college, so.
This is very, take it away. Very cheesy. So how am I, really?
How are you, really?
I would say I'm in between good and fire. Like, okay. Fire, not like fire, like, ouch, it's hot. Like, I mean, I'm kind of coming off this high of, like, committing to college and seeing what my campus would be like and getting to, like, submit my pictures to the MIHS page. And now I'm just kind of like, meh, like, now what? Like, I still have to try and I still have to, like, get good grades. And so it's not even that much of a relief, except for now I just don't have to click the button anymore because that was kind of hanging over me. So right now I'm kind of just coping with the fact that in a couple months, like, everybody's going to be on different parts of the coast and the country, and it's pretty sad. I mean, I'm thinking about, like, the people I'm going to have to part with and have to do, like, long-distance friendships or relationships with, and that's sad. But at the same time, me and one of my other best friends are committed to the same school, so at least I have, like, one person who is going to be there. But besides that, I would say I'm nervous, I'm scared, and, like, everybody's like, oh, yeah, like, when you go to a college campus, like, you'll know, you can visualize yourself there. But the problem is I can't visualize myself anywhere except for here because I've never been anywhere except for here. Mm-hmm. So, and, like, I'm not going to have my parents, and obviously I rely on them a lot, and I'm not going to have my dogs. And, yeah, it'll be very different in, like, 4 months' time. So very exciting. And scary.
Yeah, 4 months' time. Wow, I just thought about that.
I was like, wait.
No, that freaked, like, me out a little bit.
Huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, there are going to be some familiar faces on me and Ava's side of the coast. And mm-hmm. all some other really good friends of mine are going to be on the East Coast. So it's just going to be, like,
different. It'll be strange.
It's going to be different and strange.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ava. Level 2. Tell me one.
When?
When's the last time you read?
Oh, crap.
When's the last time I cried?
Let me restate.
When's the last time you read?
One track mind.
You, like, it was so confident. I was like, huh?
I can't see that well from over here. So I was just going off of, like, faith.
When's the last time I cried?
When's the last time you really cried?
When was the last time I cried? Honestly, can't think that far back, but, like, I think it was when I got into college. Mm. Like, I shed a couple tears.
Aww.
Like, relief tears. Like, yeah. Extreme relief. Yeah. But it was an interesting time. Like, I didn't expect myself to cry, but it just, like,
it just happened.
It just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to cry for you. I was screaming for you.
It was such...
Yeah.
It was a joyous day.
It was an
put.
Interesting time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So long ago.
So long ago. December?
Four score days. And 7 years.
Stop. Yeah. Okay, Lauren.
Level 3.
Oh, right. That's my cue.
When? What do you admire most about me?
I'll let Ava go first. So she doesn't copy my answer.
Oh, okay. I would say definitely, like, the easygoing, like, chillness and, like, your thoughts. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they're very, like, profound. Like, when, okay, well, like.
I don't know about that.
No, I feel like you have a very good, like, sense of self. And it's like, admirable.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I would say I like your sense of humor. Mm-hmm. I derive most of mine from all of my friends' humors, so maybe that's why. But I think that you are funny, and I think that you, like, follow your heart, which is good. And, like, sometimes, sometimes I struggle with that. Like, when I was trying to choose a college, I was like, oh, technically this one has more stats. But I realized that's not the way to go. I have to follow my heart, and that's what Lauren's doing, and I admire that.
My duty is to my heart.
Literally.
All right, Sophie, level 3. Tell me when.
When? Based on what you've learned about me, does my social media portray me accurately?
Yeah, Ava, will you pass the phone down once you pull it up? Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. I have my answer prepared. I would say no.
What?
And that is based, not like, oh, like you're editing your face or whatever, but based on the fact that your feed is only you at school dances or you at parties.
That's what I was about to say, yeah.
And you don't really do that much. These are, like, very, like, there's not much often, like, occasions.
Yeah, there's not as much, like, candid, like, life.
There's no daily life. Daily I don't life. See, like, when I see you, I don't think school dance and party.
Yeah.
Huh. That's a good point. I feel like I only ever post when, like, an event happens.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do I give off a weird vibe, guys?
Very.
Very strange. Like, red flag.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's, like, they're good photos. Yeah. However, I don't think they encapsulate your whole life.
Yeah, I'd say it's, like, average high school girl Instagram feed.
I'll take that, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think I was kind of going for average girl. Like, if somebody from my college was looking at my Instagram, they'd be like, oh, she does stuff, too.
She's just a girl.
She's just a girl.
Yeah.
So, I will take that as a win.
Ava, tell me what.
When? Where am I most qualified to give advice about?
I think the best place to buy stationery, for one. I mean, a bunch of, like, minute things like that, but I think also, like, I feel like you're a good person where I could, like, come to you in a crisis and you'd know. Like, you'd know what to do. And you'd be very, like, put together about it. Like, you wouldn't, like, make me freak out more.
What kind of crisis are we talking?
I don't know. Just I'm envisioning me, like, once we're in college, calling Ava and being like, Ava, I just can't. I'm still so
I broke the washing machine. Stop.
I blew up the washing machine. Ava, what do I do? And Ava would be like, it's okay. You're going to go to the store. Yeah.
You buy a new one. I would say Ava's very qualified to give advice on, like, academics and what classes to take and, like, how to set yourself up best for success. One, because she's going to a good school, but two, because she's always been very put together. Like, I remember, like, my first time signing up for courses, like, by myself, I called Ava and I was like, how do you do this?
That.
I was like, what classes are you doing? Am I supposed to do A and B? And it was very confusing, but Ava knew it because she's always been doing stuff like this. Like, she's always been doing her own school papers and, like, you know, those things you have to sign and all this course stuff you have to do. She's always been doing that. So she knows the ins and outs, and she knows what classes will waste your time. And, like, she's a good person to go to if, like, you're just starting high school and you need a plan for success.
I got you.
Ava life will coach. Know. Yeah, literally.
Yeah, that's what we're getting here. Ava's the life coach.
No, funny thing, I was at, like, this admitted students, like, reception for my school, and I was, like, everyone was asking me questions about, like, classes, because I think they got the vibe that I knew, like, what the general ed requirements were and, like,
all the things.
I did.
Of course.
I did. I've been researching, guys.
See, that's what I mean. She knows everything. Like, if you need help, you just ask.
Yeah, I feel like you're just, like, well-researched in general. Like, I can ask you any question, and you'd know, like a little bit about it, if not, like, an entire, like, Google blurb.
Perfect.
My IRL Google.
Wow. What can I say?
Okay. We're going to move on to the wild card section.
Ooh. Why is it all in caps?
Why are they just, like, kind of...
Okay. Wild card me. When? Think of something that you dislike that most people don't. On the count of three, say it out loud.
Are we all doing that?
Oh, I bet we do.
Okay, wait, let me think.
Okay, let me think.
Let me think. This is
that
actually...
most people don't. That you dislike. Okay.
Okay, wait, no.
Wait,
I'm not ready.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
I dislike a lot of things. They're just not coming to mind right now. Oh, I have a good one. Okay. Ready? One, two, three. Making
songs.
A full post for Earth Day.
What was that, wait. Lauren?
Lauren,
how dare
elaborate.
You?
I said making a full post for Earth Day, and today's Earth Day, and it's been something I've been thinking about all day.
I feel like you would post for Earth Day, though.
Oh, no. Sophie. No.
Should I post for Earth Day and make it part of my social media
presence?
New social
media, guys.
Okay, here's my strife. You can make a, story. Cute. Love it. But if you make a post and you're like, I love you, Earth. What?
It's just I feel like it's just a way to flex where you've been.
Yeah.
And the cool places and the cool Earth finds.
Oh, I was so lost. I saw a post earlier today and the caption was just Earth. And I was like, girl, what? Why would you just say Earth? I get it now.
Yeah.
You know what? You're kind of right. But what if you have a lot of pretty nature pictures and you really appreciate the Earth?
I mean, okay. Yeah, I guess. There are some exceptions, but some of it's just what? Hmm. What are you doing? Okay, Sophie, explain your answer.
I said old songs, and this is because, you know how, Lauren, name an old song.
Oh. This is a common thing. I'll be playing jazz in the car and stuff. You're like, you have to change this right now.
I love jazz.
Dream anyway. A Dream of Me, Ella Fitzgerald. Dream a Little Dream, Ella Fitzgerald.
I can't say I've heard that one. Sing it.
Stars shining bright above you. Night whispers seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in a sycamore tree.
That's kind of good.
I was going to say, why is that kind of Cinderella-y?
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Let me explain. So if you play that song, it probably has this crunchy, you know how sound quality wasn't the best?
But that adds to the vibe.
But it's not. It's not the vibe. Stop. Have you seen that? That one.
Yeah, I vaguely.
Okay, yeah. Well, exactly. There's a certain vibe, and that vibe just makes me uncomfortable. It makes me feel like there's, spiders crawling up my back, I'm in a dusty cobweb cobbage. I mean...
what? Cottage?
Cottage
court.
Cottage court, yes.
Spiders crawling up your back.
I feel like I'm in some dusty old, Snow White's house in the movie or whatever.
Yeah.
It's dusty. It's a witch is going to poison me. That's what old music gives me. It gives me this feeling that it makes me uncomfortable. And same thing with old Disney movies. For example, Snow White. I can't watch it. It'll make me very, kind of scared and, uncomfortable. Willy Wonka does the same thing, too.
Oh, I love Willy Wonka.
Exactly. Mm. See? There's something wrong. And it's...
It is you.
You know what? Fine. Maybe it is me, but that is something very niche that I don't like, and most people do. So,
okay.
I said sauce. Sauces. I personally don't like too saucy food. The only sauces I can tolerate is, Shin Ramen, powder, watered down, and, poured over something as a sauce. I don't think that, counts as a
that
sauce.
That doesn't count.
But, I don't know. I don't like mayo. I've never had it, but I know I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had, tartar sauce. I just don't like it.
That's understandable.
I don't like soy sauce.
What?
That's a hot take.
That is a hot take.
That is a very hot take.
I just don't. I can't.
Soy sauce makes everything taste good.
Oh, yeah. No, I just don't like too saucy, foods.
Is it the texture or the flavor?
I think it's, everything. It's, the texture and, oftentimes the flavor is not that great either.
Hmm.
The only saucy thing I can think of is when my Shin Ramen doesn't have, enough water and it starts to get, saucy. That's the only sauce I like.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a follow-up question. Have you ever had the Dan Dan noodles at Dozone?
Oh, those are so
I
good.
I have not.
They
I
are so good, but they are so saucy. So I was just
curious.
Maybe,
maybe
we change lives this weekend.
Perhaps.
What?
We make Ava like sauce by going to...
Oh, I thought you meant change lives, and I was like, I pretend to be you? I was like, girl, where did that come from?
Okay. Yeah, but that's my take.
All right.
Alrighty.
Should we do a second wild card that Sophie randomly picks?
Okay. When staring contest. First person to blink must reveal a personal problem and ask the other for advice on how they might handle it.
How?
Oh, God.
Did we do a three-way?
How do we do a three-way staring contest? Or should we do, like, a tiered list? Like I battle
you. Me versus
you.
Sophie. And oh, then like a tournament. The batter. Okay.
Okay.
Ready? And then the loser goes for her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
My money's on Ava. I can only see Ava's face from here, but she's, like, grinning a little. I'm going to try not to mess.
My contacts are dissociated.
Me too. It's getting all blurry.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Why did I blink? Why did I blink?
Okay, Ava. Oh. I'll give you a few seconds to reset. Sophie, count us off.
Wait, I don't want to reveal a personal problem.
Sophie, 3, 2, 1.
My eyes watering.
Oh, wait, you're blinking.
My eyes started watering, Lauren, so bad.
What's your personal problem?
This one I'm actually willing to spill and tell the people and ask for advice because it's something that's been weighing heavy on my mind. And that is, so I did an admitted student's day at the school which I intend to go to. And I was like, this place is so perfect. And the programs are great. And it's a beautiful city. And I'm just, you know, so excited. And then I got home and I started bawling because all of a sudden, like every moment where Ava was saying, oh, she cried when she got her colleges back, every moment that I think should have been really monumental, I just didn't really react to it. I just kind of brushed it off. And then all of a sudden it all set in that, like, this is real and this is actually the place where I'm going to be. And it's so far away from my family. And like, as eager as I am to get out of, you know, the small town of Mercer Island, I will really miss my family and miss my house and just the little things about that. And just kind of getting over, not getting over, but just kind of like accepting the realism of actually moving that I hadn't thought about before.
So like, how
what advice are you
this?
Looking for?
I don't know.
All right. I would say that
for now, make the most of your time with said family and, like, go out, have fun, embrace Mercer Island, you know?
As if we haven't had enough of it.
I was actually thinking about making, like, one of those, like, summer to-do lists.
I want a bucket list.
Okay, let's
I'm
do
not
it.
Gonna lie.
Let's like, do it. Yeah. Because yeah. Where I'm going, it's there's, like, no, like, nature around. And so I want to do, like, a bunch of hiking.
Ooh, that
and
sounds
swimming
fun.
I'd be
stuff.
Down.
Okay.
I don't know if that was an invite.
Let's make summer bucket
do
list
a bunch of swimming,
on one of our episodes.
Do some sunbathing.
Yes, awesome.
Sunbathing.
Yeah, I would say that somebody who's on, like, the other side of that, like, I'm kind of staying close. I think it's actually really awesome that you're going somewhere far away. Mm-hmm. And I would have done that if it was something I wanted. Like, I wanted really badly to be an East Coast girl, but I can't. And I'm glad that you do, because it's, like, big city isn't for everybody, but that means you're going to, like, thrive, and there's going to be so much stuff for you to do. And, I mean, in a way, I'm jealous. Like, I didn't apply to this school. I kind of wish I did. Probably wouldn't have chosen it, because it's not, you know, for everybody. But I think that it suits Lauren. And, like, when she said she was applying here, I thought that she was going to go here. And, I mean, like, it just makes sense, and it's going to make you grow a lot faster, which is a good and a bad thing. But, I mean, everybody's experiencing stuff like this, and it's going to be really nice to have a change of pace. And the East Coast is definitely a different type, so you get to, like, experience a lot more, like, I don't know, like, fashion and, like, what is some other stuff?
But, glamour, like, of the city.
Glamour of the city,
the
like,
city
life.
Never sleeps.
And, like, literally, and, like, you can, you know, dress up as, like, a corporate girly whenever you want and, like,
fit in.
Okay.
But I think it's a great opportunity. And, like, I think you should just make your days here count, and then you'll be ready for something new.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, the thing is, like, once again, like, as we know, I'm not a person who's, like, I'm going to go sit in my emotions right when I feel it. And so just when it hit, it was just, like, so, like, overwhelming. But I think, you know, better that's happening now. And, you know, that kind of, that meltdown I had really triggered, like, this new gratefulness for my family and my home. And the thing is, I'm not so much worried about, like, staying in contact with my friends, because the people who I really care about and want to nurture a friendship with, I'll stay in contact with them and I'll visit them. And the people who I'm ready to get out of Mercer Island because of them, I won't talk to them again. So
freeing. Yeah. It's like a double-edged sword. Like, honestly, we never have to see any of these people again if we don't want to.
Yeah.
And you'll be balling out in this big city, and you won't even remember them.
We keep talking about, like, as a Hallmark thing, like, in the big city.
It is a big city.
But it is so big city.
It's true. It's true.
This is a big city. It is the big city. It's, like, such a cool place to be. And not to throw this out there, but it is a prestigious school. You know, I know Lauren doesn't care about that.
I'm actually going to talk about this a little bit because I, like, my thing is, like, when people talk about, like, oh, the academics are so good, I'm like, whatever, because I think about math. But then I sat down and they had this little meeting with the program director of my major, and she was telling us about the program that she, or the classes she teaches, and I was literally getting, like, giddy. I was like, this is so cool. Like, this is exactly what I want to come here for. So that's very exciting. And that one, I think, is rated the way it is for a reason. Of course, there are drawbacks, et cetera. But we will cover that on our college admissions episode. So
there's going to be drawbacks anywhere. Yeah. So
True.
I think you have big wins.
I think big W.
Big dubs. Wins. We are walking away with big dubs. Indeed. This application season.
1,000%.
Yes.
All right. Final wild card. Ava.
When. Hold think on. Of your favorite childhood TV show of all time on the count of three. Say it out loud.
Wait. Hold
but
on. This
there's
is hard.
Too many.
There's too many.
I can't think
Wait,
of
I
any.
Wait, I have three
I'm gonna go,
big contenders.
Well, should we do three and we all say a different one each time?
I can't even think of one.
Okay.
Okay,
Guys,
let me.
I have three and I just can't. I can't.
Okay, I think I have one at least.
One, two, three.
Dracula's
Ladybug.
Okay.
Okay. Let's start with Ava.
Doraemon.
A classic. Wearing a Doraemon shirt today, in fact.
I liked the movies, but I think the TV show, like, series has just a different, like, element of nostalgia. Like, there were so many episodes. I used to click through all of them, like, watch all of them.
Mine was Miraculous Ladybug. And this is actually really funny because in the past, like, year, it's gone viral on TikTok again because people are, like, making edits of it and stuff.
I see so many of those videos. I'm like, what are you doing here?
And, I mean, I haven't even seen most of the episodes that they're talking about. But the thing is, this show just brings out something in me. It's like, okay, I've explained this before, but for those who don't know, it's a love square. A diamond, if you will.
A rhombus, if
a
you
rhombus.
May.
If you may. Ooh.
Ooh, fancy.
Parallelogram.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Anyway.
It has 4 points, basically. So there's Adrian and Marinette, and then there's Cat, Noir, and Ladybug. And guess what? Those two sets of people are the same. So basically, Ladybug is Marinette, blah, 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 whatever.
That is so strange.
But here's the kick. Marinette likes Adrian in real life. But Adrian, as Cat Noir, likes Ladybug, who is Marinette in real life. But they don't know this, right? So the whole time, it's like Marinette is pining for Adrian. But Adrian can't like her because he's Cat Noir and he's pining for Ladybug. But Ladybug is Marinette. And it's just like, why do the paths never cross? Like, when are they ever going to find out?
Wait,
and
do they ever?
I don't know, actually. I don't know the ending to it. I've seen, like, the first two seasons, and then I don't know what happens after that. But it would be perfect, because they both technically like each other, but it's, like, their alter egos. Yeah. So it's, and then at some times, like, Cat Noir, you know, Cat Noir and Marinette start having a thing, and then it's Cat Noir and blah, 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 like, it just, like, gets all mixed up, and you're just sitting there, and you're like, please, please, like, you know? So, it just, I'm a sucker for romance and romance, so.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm a romantic.
I said Clifford, because this is one I watched a lot when I was really young, and I loved it, and in my, you know, sudden nostalgia and longing for, you know,
better times
in my family and stuff, I remember that I had this little Clifford stuffed animal that my dad gave me when I was really little, and I can't find it anywhere.
No.
And I am, like, heartbroken at that. So if my parents are listening to this, if any fans are listening and want to send me a new Clifford stuffed animal to be his son, please do. And also, this author who I really like, who writes about music, he posted a photo of him meeting Clifford at, like, a book thing. And I thought it was really funny. So I also brought back that. All right, fire. Second show. One, two, three.
Clone Wars.
Has water.
Okay,
me and Ava did the same one.
That was crazy.
I knew that was going to happen.
I knew that was going to happen, too.
I was going to say, like, okay, well, are you doing this one or are I doing
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, basically, me and Ava love Star Wars.
Love.
We love Star Wars.
Love Clone Wars.
Clone Wars, which is the animated, like, kind of spinoff, and it's about before Anakin turned into Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what is there to say? I mean, the lore.
The lore is crazy. I still, like, can't bring myself to watch,
like, Ahsoka leaving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it.
I can't either.
Like,
yeah. It just gets me. The last time I watched it was, like, during COVID, and it was an emotional time, and I cried.
No, I cried, too. I was like, oh,
I couldn't handle it. I was like, no, Ahsoka, come back.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I have, like, good memories and bad, because I remember when I was really little, my brother turned on the TV, and it was this one episode. I don't know if you know this one. It's, like, well, obviously you know it. But, like, the one where they're, like, where Dooku's going after Asajj Ventress, and then she starts, like, poisoning him, and, like, there's, like, pestles, like,
you know? I know what you're talking
like,
about. Because,
like, Mother Talzin does the magic, and,
yeah.
like,
no,
I remember watching I that when one. I was, like, really young, and I was, like,
like, what is scarring. This?
It's
yeah.
so scary, but, like, it's so good. Like, I got over it.
Yeah,
eventually.
I mean, I stray away from those ones because I kind of get bored. Like, I have my favorite characters, you know, whatever.
We have our favorite arcs, too.
Our favorite arcs. And, like, after season six, it's kind of like, could be better, but some of my characters are missing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But overall, great show.
Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10. 100 out of 10.
100 out of 10. You have to watch it. Mm-hmm. I don't care how old you are. It doesn't get old.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Yes.
Wow. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I said H2O just out of water. So a little bit different, but this is one I watched when I... So my dad tells me that for the longest time when I was a kid, I didn't want to watch live-action TV shows. I would only want to watch animated shows.
That's valid, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think this is one of the first live-action shows that I really loved. And it's not Mako Mermaids. Let me clear that up. It's H2O just out of water. And I've seen every episode of it. And, like, a few months ago, I was, like, having this, like, being so stressed, just, like, you know, that pre-college feeling. And I just decided to wind down, sit down in my bed with my giant Hello Kitty, and watch H2O Just Out of Water. And specifically, the episode where Cleo and Lewis get together. And because I remember, like, watching that as a little kid and be like, oh, my gosh. Like,
in a good way?
Yeah. I was like, oh, yes. So, had to relive that feeling. Mm-hmm. And I will do it again probably sometime soon.
Valid. Can we, like, normalize watching childhood shows?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously. I mean, it's never stopped me before, but still, like, a little normalcy would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Third one?
Third one. Okay. Third one, I can't decide.
I can't decide. I'm back to the Origins PBS Kids.
Oh, yeah. One, two, three.
Mary Mouse Clubhouse.
Ava.
Wait, what'd you say, Ava?
Arthur.
Okay, I'll follow up on that if you want to talk.
Okay, so I love watching Arthur. Like, when I was a kid, that was one of my favorites. Up there with Curious George.
Yes!
And what was the other one? Like, Angelina Ballerina.
But no,
I feel like Arthur, like, when you start hearing the intro, like, everything comes
every
back.
Every day when you're walking down the street. Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
good. So
good. And I remember... One of the episodes that, like, stuck with me the most was, like, the Fleet one. I don't know if you guys know this
mm-hmm,
one.
I do.
But there's, like, this episode where, like, you see the Fleet general and, like, everyone. And, like, I don't know. It's such an iconic show. And DW, iconic.
Like, don't worry.
Dora Winifred Reed or something like mm-hmm. that. And, like, I've been watching compilations of, like, Dora funny moments.
Okay, send that to
me. Oh, my God. They're so good. Like, DW is an icon. So, yeah.
All right.
Highly recommend.
I'll just follow up on that because I also watched so much Arthur as a little kid. It was one that, like, I would watch my nanny would be like, I watched that when I was a kid.
Mm.
And my mom, all of my, like, extended family knows Arthur. And we have, like, inside jokes about Arthur. Like, my dad really hates Francine.
Francine is actually, like, so... Anyway.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
I can't say it.
So, Arthur, I watched a lot as a kid, but I said Magic School Bus because also one I watched a lot as a kid.
Ooh.
And if you show me any of the Magic School Bus, like, original episodes, I've watched it. I can tell you. I've watched it. And I just love the idea of the Magic School Bus shrinking down and, you know, going places.
I just remember that one, like, curly-haired blonde kid with the glasses and the yellow and white shirt.
I don't remember his name, but I do know who you're talking about. Right? He was so annoying.
I know. And then Miss Frizzle, icon.
Icon.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about, too. Is it, like, Fredly or something?
Something. It was something
Oh,
nerdy.
Wait, no. I'm thinking of Diary of Fredly.
Okay. I could see it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that guy reminds me of. I am going to change my answer. I originally said Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, but what I remember more is this show called Horseland.
Yes.
Horseland was my jam, and I have a lot of lore behind this because my parents hated me watching Horseland.
There's so many like childhood TV shows that are so good that the parents hated.
I know.
Because they were contraband, it made them that much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they were like, this doesn't have a good moral. Because, like, it would be, like, Zoe and Chloe getting into a fight.
Yeah.
And I'd be sitting there, and they'd be like, you can't watch this. This doesn't have a good moral. Where's the lesson? And I'm like, ugh, guys, you don't get it. But I loved this show. My favorite character was Sarah and Scarlett. Those are two characters, actually. But, like, each person has a horse, and it has, like, colored hair and stuff.
Yeah.
And it, like, looks exactly like them. And it was just my jam. My favorite episode has to be the wildfire episode. You might be like, Sophie, that's a tragedy. Well, don't worry. It all got worked out. It was all, of course, Zoe and Chloe's fault, blah, 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 whatever.
Typical.
It just, yeah, and it, typical, right?
No.
It was just so satisfying to me because I had a horse phase, and at the time I was riding horses and whatever. So I was like, this could be me. I could be this good. So, yeah, I mean, great show. I mean, even now, like, I watched one episode probably, like, 2 years ago, and I was like, I don't know what they were talking about the morals and stuff, but it made me feel guilty watching it.
Wow.
I felt guilty. So, you know what? Maybe the morals are bad, but it's very entertaining.
You may be wondering why Phineas and Ferb wasn't mentioned.
Yeah.
But I more categorize that as, like, a more, like, nowadays show, you know?
Yeah, and I think also that's, like, one of the ones where it's, like, older childhood.
Yeah,
like, I was going to say Ever After High, but that was a bit later.
Yeah, but I just had to shout it out just in case.
Naturally.
The fans were wondering.
The fans are wondering.
Shout out. We didn't forget, don't worry.
Yeah.
I thought Ava was for sure going to say it, but I like to see the variety.
Yeah,
she's not two-dimensional like that.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Go watch those.
Exactly.
Okay, shall we wrap up?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that is the last of our levels of We're Not Really Strangers. We went through levels 1, 2, 3, and 3 wild cards. And we had a lot of fun talking about childhood TV shows and things we're worried about. And that's the great thing about this game. You can talk about whatever, and you're with your friends, and just creates a better connection between you. So thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.